listen to this interview, Roger, because I have my friend Rick Bellairs, the real estate genius from Woodstock and a movie star of some note. We'll get into that. Rick, I must tell you, when I was looking over today thinking, oh, my God, they're going to have Groundhog Days in Woodstock this week. The groundhog is going to commit suicide, I thought. But it turns out. That very wisely, Groundhog Day falls after the polar vortex. Were you worried at all when this weather started to take a weird turn like this?
Yes, I've been watching it with some curiosity. You know, all the snow we're supposed to get tonight would have made a mess, and the bitter cold that's going to be Wednesday would be awful, but it sounds like by Saturday for Groundhog Day, it's supposed to be much warmer.
I keep hearing, it's going to be 50. You must have had, Rick, and the groundhog I've written about and enjoyed. I love Woodstock. It wasn't quite so far on Route 47 from the expressway, I'd live there in a heartbeat, but I got to go to work. You've been out there for a long time. Talk to me for a while, Rick, before we get into the specifics of the Groundhog Day's events. And I think it expands sort of every year. Because there was a certain movie made in that charming town that has become a real classic. But Woodstock is a remarkable place. I mean, pretend I'm a potential home buyer out there, and you're telling me about Woodstock. Would you, Rick?
So we're just far enough from Chicago to get there to enjoy it, but far enough out that we're just on a much quieter pace.
Yeah,
we still have farmland surrounding us. We're an hour and a half on the Metra Northwest train line, or as you said, about half an hour, 20 minutes off of Interstate 90.
Yeah,
if you get off at the Huntley exit. So the downtown area is this charming square. There's a park in the center of town with a cobblestone brick drive around it. The park in the center of town, they close the square for traffic a couple times a year for art fairs. Wednesday evenings in the summer, the city band for over 100 years has given a free concert. People bring their blankets and lawn chairs. You have the Woodstock Opera House, where the likes of Orson Welles and Paul Newman and many others have performed. There's local theater productions and concerts. The old McHenry County Courthouse is being restored. Nice restaurant on the ground floor. Coinciding with Groundhog Day this weekend, on Saturday there will be free tours of the Opera House. You get to go backstage, and there will be tours of the McHenry County Courthouse that is in the process of being restored now.
That's a new wrinkle to the Groundhog Days thing. I'm trying to figure out, you know, what are the new wrinkles? The county courthouse is where, you know, the great unionist Eugene V. Debs was a prisoner for a while. What has enabled, I'm not thinking I've ever asked you this, Rick, what has enabled Woodstock to, because you have to often fight to retain historically significant buildings in the face of developers. How did that happen?
I was just going through some old stuff of my parents a few days ago, and they came across a newspaper article after my mother had passed in 1975. And it was talking about how she had been one of those who had spearheaded a drive to save and restore the Woodstock Opera House. It was in a sad state of disrepair,
sure,
and getting worse. And there were people in the community who actually thought that what we needed was more parking, and so they should tear the Opera House down to make parking.
Well, that's the way developers think, though, as you well know. You're in the real estate business, and so your mom was instrumental then in she and like-minded preservationist in saving that, and it is an amazing building.
And the same thing was happening with the courthouse. The McHenry County Government Center had outgrown it and had built a new facility and moved out. And again, people thought, well, what we need for our business is around the square. is more parking. And so we should tear that down.
God.
Oh, well, you know, I cannot picture the Woodstock Square without the Opera House and the courthouse.
No, those are, I mean, the other buildings that front the square on all four of those sides are, there's some charm there, but those are the two most prominent structures. Right. Were they to go, I just think it would have been, you know, the entire thing would have turned into some kind of like a strip mall-like thing, and that would have been, just to my mind, a real, real tragedy. There are still also some amazing homes in the area, and you are in the business of selling some of those. There is a real sense of history out there, Rick Bellairs, that I greatly admire, because coming out there in the Northwest, you can pass through places like Schaumburg and sort of really modern suburbs that did not retain that, and I don't want to call it old world quality, I just want to call it historically significant quality. I think
so. Woodstock grew from the town square, where you've got the park and the opera house and the courthouse, and then it grew in circles going out from that. The immediate area around, you've got homes from 1880s, 1890s, mm-hmm. classic Victorians, and then you grew further out and you've got homes that were built in the 1920s. And then there's another circle that was like 1940s to 1960s.
Yeah.
And now a little bit further out, you've got homes that are being built now. So the town has grown in circles, but coming from the heart of the town, which is the square.
Yeah, which appreciates it. Well, we will take a little commercial break, Rick Bellairs. And what is your email? I'm going to the email for the stuff we're going to be talking about after a short commercial break is woodstockgroundhogday.org. But what is your email, Rick, in case people want to explore living in Woodstock?
It's Rick at rickbellairs.com. The last name is Bellairs.
You may remember his father, Mal, who was a famous, famous, famous longtime radio. He was more than a radio personality. He was a radio legend in this town. I don't throw the word legend around often. So stay tuned. Stay tuned, everybody. And Rick, you hang on. We'll be back in a couple minutes to get details. The groundhog will not have to commit suicide. He may sunbathe on Saturday. Who knows? Welcome back. Rick Kogan, After Hours, talking to my friend Rick Bellairs. Is it snowing out there, Rick, in Woodstock?
I was just going to tell Roger that it's just a little bit of light flurry starting.
All right. We got instant weather reports to help Roger Batters with this crazy weather. Rick is an active participant in the affairs of civic affairs of Woodstock. And Groundhog Day events is something that started, how long ago, Rick?
Well, the movie was filmed in 1992, mostly in Woodstock.
Right.
It came out in 1993, and probably the following year for Groundhog Day, there were a few people from around town who celebrated.
Right.
Sort of just a small little thing. And it has grown and grown and grown. And each year we get more and more people coming from farther and farther out. Most of your listeners are hardly an hour away from Woodstock, but we're getting people coming from New York and California and the Carolinas and even some other countries coming for Groundhog Day. So our fame has spread.
Well, in part because that film has attained the level of justifiable, to my mind, of a classic. And Bill Murray being Bill Murray and Harold Ramis being, you know, now dead, and his daughter Violet just writing a book about Harold. And you were in, I don't mean to make too much of this, Rick, but you were one of the unheralded stars of that film. How did that happen?
Well, they came to Woodstock to make a movie, and they announced that they were looking for extras. Nobody really knew much about the movie, what it was going to be about or anything.
Sure.
But you had to be available multiple days because they were going to be shooting the same day over and over again. And each day they shot something, the weather had to be the same. So you had to commit for an extended period. So they had people come to Woodstock High School and sign in. And many of the people you see in the crowd scenes are just local residents.
Yeah, which I love, yeah.
And we have each weekend during Groundhog Day, free showing of the movie Groundhog Day in the Woodstock Theater. And it's funny because you can sit there watching the movie, and there's always somebody who was in the movie there, and you can hear this, okay, are you ready?
That's me. That's me. Look, look, freeze that movie. Stop. Freeze frame. Freeze frame. And that was not the quite the end of your movie career, but it was the high point of your movie career. This Tuesday, I am assuming when the everything kicks off that this Groundhog Day party is indoors on Tuesday, yes?
Tuesday is indoors. That's a kickoff at the McDonald's on Route 47 in Woodstock. Then Wednesday, the coldest day, luckily for us, is an off day.
I know. You're so wise. That's so perfect. And that had happened, you know, when you planned this whole thing. Then Thursday, you have Groundhog Story Time. Tell me what that is.
So the Woodstock Public Library has stories particularly groundhog-oriented for kids, and that's in the Stage Left Cafe, part of the Opera House. And then we have The Awakening, which is like Woodstock Willie's first appearance of the season. And then that's followed by trivia, Woodstock Groundhog Day movie trivia.
Where does that take place?
That's in the Stage Left Cafe as well.
Then you have on Friday, February 1st, Groundhog Movie Memorabilia. I'm assuming that's a kind of exhibit of movie memorabilia.
Columbia Pictures left lots of things from the movie behind, sketches from the scenes and pictures of the places they were going to use in the movie. We have a copy of the script that was signed by Harold Ramis. And the big exciting thing this year in Groundhog Day in Woodstock is that Stephen Tobolowsky, who played the annoying insurance agent Ned Ryerson, is coming back to Woodstock for Groundhog Day again this year. He's been before, but it's been a while.
He has. We had him on, you and I think of us as the Groundhog Day radio couple. we had him on the radio before, and he's a very decent, good guy. I'm sure he's coming back because he knows it'll be fun, and it has been
fun
for him.
He's going to be at the library, and we'll be able to tell some of his stories there on Friday.
So, Saturday, however...
That's the big day.
Saturday's the big day. The groundhog, who I've written about the groundhog before, he lives not far from Woodstock, and he's rented and comes in. He comes in. What time does that happen? At sunrise, right?
7 o'clock in the park in the square.
Oh, God, how wonderful. And that whole day, I mean, you can fill the whole day with events. There's a Groundhog Day breakfast, groundhog wood carving. What is that? Do people have to carve groundhogs or do their best?
There's a professional wood carver. He has a log, and he will have his chainsaw. And through the course of Saturday morning, people can watch him turn that into a groundhog. And then at 10 o'clock Saturday morning, we've got the free showing of the movie Groundhog Day in the theater. And then throughout the day, as you said, there's bingo and trivia, and you can go bowling in the bowling alley that was used in the movie. There's a bags tournament, a pub crawl. It's a whole day of a...
Well, and the other thing I like, and I think this is a relatively new addition, is the Opera House and Old Courthouse tours that are going to take place, I mean, all throughout the day, I would assume.
Right. Well, they normally do these on the first Saturday of the month, mm-hmm. giving the public a chance to take a walk through the two gems on the square. And because it's Groundhog Day, they've just agreed to start a bit earlier. So from like 8 o'clock in the morning, people can go inside and see a bit of history, go backstage into the judges' chambers of the courthouse, go backstage in the Opera House. And the best part is you can go inside and warm up.
Yeah, exactly. It's not, wait a minute, though. Next Saturday, it's going to be 50 degrees. People will be out playing golf.
All right, I'll leave my booties at home then.
Yeah. the other thing that takes place on Saturday the 2nd is the walking tour of filming sites, which some people do on their own. It can be a kind of do-it-yourself kind of thing, right? There's a map and all that jazz and where the puddle was that the Ryerson stepped in.
Right. We've got a map that shows the spots, and the places around town are plaqued. So you can see where the puddle is that Bill Murray stepped in. There's a plaque on the bed and breakfast where Bill Murray stayed and woke up every morning looking out on Groundhog Day. So So these plaques are around town, so you can wander on your own or take the tour.
Let me ask you, Rick. I did a story with your immense help some years ago about the people who had bought the house that functioned as the B&B where Bill Murray stayed and woke up every morning to Sonny and Cher. What is it, still a B&B?
It is. It is called the Cherry Tree Inn B&B. These are the second owners now. Before, when they made the movie, it was actually a private residence.
Right. Where you used to go up and play with the kid in the attic. I mean, you went to school with
someone. So after the movie, it was life imitating art. The home became the bed and breakfast. It's now in its second owners, and they're very involved in the Groundhog Day festivities. And they give tours, and people can go in and see the bed and breakfast.
Oh, that's so nice.
Where he stayed.
Well, they must also, I mean, it's a beautiful building. I have not been inside, but it's a beautiful, beautiful building. And I got to believe that place is booked solid, because there's some real Groundhog Day fanatics. I mean, I know, and once met or heard from a couple from Japan who had come to Woodstock to see where the movie was made, and I'm assuming they stayed there. Does it do
for
a good...
Groundhog Day weekend, they're booked about a year in advance. Yeah,
wow.
It's a very busy weekend for them. They're busy all year round, but for Groundhog Day weekend, it's just ridiculous.
Now,
but that is one of those 1890s Victorians I was talking about that settled out from the town square.
For you, there must be, Rick Bellairs, to get a little personal, there must be a real, you must feel a real sense of pride when people fill that town, as they will in the next, much of the next week for these Groundhog Day festivities. Yes, it's celebrating a cool and interesting and arresting and four-star movie, but it's also celebrating a place. Am I being too romantic about all this?
No, I think it actually has almost grown beyond the movie. And I even mentioned to somebody the other day that if the movie hadn't become the classic that it is, would we even be doing this?
Yeah.
But it does draw people, and it's a fun event in the middle of winter. Christmas is behind us. Spring is a ways off. There's a group of volunteers who put this together each year, and it's just for fun. Most of our events are free or for the benefit of local civic organizations, and it is fun to see the people come to town. Last year, I remember walking around the square, and I have a groundhog on my hat, so I'm rather...
Of course you do. Well, of course you do, yeah.
And people kept coming up to me, telling me how much they liked the town, how friendly the people were, and it was just all great stuff to hear.
Yeah, that really is great stuff to hear. And when you go, ladies and gentlemen, to WoodstockGroundhogDay.org, there's...
Actually, Rick, it's WoodstockGroundhog.org. The website doesn't have day.
Oh, no day.
WoodstockGroundhog.org.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bellairs. WoodstockGroundhog.org. And see all the events, many, 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 the majority of which are free, but there are also ways to explore Woodstock. It's excuse me, Woodstock itself. Well, stay warm the next few days, Rick Bellairs.
Thank you very much.
Boy, you must have been terrified for a while, thinking, "Oh my God!"
We were getting nervous. I was glad to see the weather kind of come in with a bang, but get out before
the
weekend.
It is. You and I are both Midwesterners, and this is, even for us, this is a strange, strange week of weather. Knock 'em dead, Rick, and thank you so much for reminding me of it. And it's a special place, ladies and gentlemen. If you've never been to Woodstock, this would be a good time to explore it. Arlene Lines is still good with her bookstore?
Oh, yeah. And location central for Groundhog Day souvenirs and memorabilia.
Good for her. And it's one of the great independent bookstores in this country. Rick, take care of yourself. Stay warm. And then pet the groundhog for me if he doesn't bite
you. Thanks, Rick.
All right. Take care. Thank you very much.